So in your struggle, my brother and my sister, the life that God intended for you to live has been fixed. Are you bold enough? Are you courageous enough? Do you have the fortitude? Do you have the right kind of attitude that you'll go after this and refuse to be denied in spite of all that's going on? Because you found out that what I used to be, what I used to be and who I used to be have been crucified with this second man, this Son of God, which is called the second Adam. When he hung on that cross, let me read you something. Isaiah 53:6. You can turn there. Isaiah 53:6. All we like sheep has gone astray. How many of us? All we like sheep had gone astray. We had turned every one of us to our own way. And the Lord did what? And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. I was crucified. You were crucified with Christ. What you mean? What I used to be. What I used to do, my makeup, my nature, my DNA, he took it. He crucified. What crucifixion means? Put to death, put out of commission. Satan lost his complete control and hold on you. He's still using tricks on people today. But the Bible tells us plain how to overcome those tricks, those temptations, those things that come against us. The Bible tells us how to do it. You want to walk with God? Crucify the flesh. Anybody, should I ask this question? Anybody ever been tempted to overeat? None of us had that problem. None. I'm the only one, you know. I'm the only one. How do you overcome that? That's a temptation. Huh? Come on. Isn't that a temptation? But God has fixed it. But how many of us willing to follow his plan, or we just follow the flesh? That's in one area. I ain't hear nothing on the music out of the music staff, so I should have got some kind of note or something. I ain't got no backup this morning. Everything, and this is why we encourage each other. Y'all listen. This is why we encourage each other with the scripture. This is why we encourage you to get in the scripture. This is why we encourage you to get your eyes and see into another realm you can see into. But if you allow your mind and your body, your flesh to dominate you, you'll never see it. And what you don't see, you won't do. I dismiss and which I will in a few, in just a few. If you don't see those doors, go through those doors, you'll know any doors in this building. You'll just be up in here wondering around, how to get out here? You know how to exit. But if you see those doors, you don't run up into that post and up in that wall over here and over there. You go straight to the door because you see the exit. It's just that easy to follow God when you see what he's saying. When you know that you've been crucified to what the devil's trying to get you to do. Oh, I'm going to preach here in a minute. I'm kind of looking for a little help, but I got a helper inside me here. When you see by revelation, by knowledge, by understanding, you see what God is saying and what you've been crucified to and been delivered from, and Satan trying to get you to keep doing or make you start back doing. Because he knows, if he can keep you ignorant or rebellious or whatever the case is, that you resist what God is saying and keep doing like you want to do. He can control you even though you're born again. But I found out I've been crucified. Because when he hung on that cross, he took my place. He took your place. I should have been on the cross there by myself. But he didn't do it. He knew I was lost. So he became my substitute. Took my place. Carried my pain. And paid the price for what I couldn't pay for. I owed something I couldn't pay for. But he had the goods. He had the means whereby he could pay it all. And he paid it in full. Thank you, Jesus. And when he did, he became exactly like me, like you. He became a sinner. He became sick. He became broke or poor. He was filled with violence, evil, and everything. He became that. Because the Bible said God laid on him what? The iniquity of us all. How much? The iniquity of us all. Now, are you listening? If he laid on him all of my iniquity, that tells me I don't have to participate with iniquity again. And so if you're questioning, wondering in your mind, what is iniquity? Multitudes of sin, a lifestyle of sin, a lifestyle of wrongdoing, a lifestyle going against God, a lifestyle doing what you want to do in the flesh, in the mind, and not following the word and the spirit. That's what iniquity is. Just doing what you want to do and don't even consult God. But God laid that because that's what had entered Adam and the human race. They were just doing everything they wanted to do. And it was causing them suffering, pain, violence. It was just like going on now. Because it, since then, it has escalated. It's crimes and evils, all kind of ungodly practice going on right now.